All right. If you're in 1 Corinthians chapter number 8, we'll begin reading at verse number 1. You know, I want to say, in light of what Brother Josh said, if we will stop and sometimes you don't even have to look close. It's just like God will just slap you with something, and you know this had to be Him. It had to be Him. The Lord, amen. Especially in His children's lives, God wants. He's already intervened in our life, amen. In coming to us, drawing us by the Holy Spirit. Amen. The goodness of God led us to repentance. And, you know, he dealt with us and drew us to salvation. And now we walk with Him by faith. And listen, God's intervention in His children's lives doesn't end. He says, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Unto the end of the earth. And so, you know, look for the Lord. Some people, I don't know why, you know, they say they know the Lord, but they, I don't know why they feel this way, like God's, you know, just way. No, He said He is a very present God. Amen. Bless His name. I'm glad I know Him as a very present God. 1 Corinthians chapter number 8. Verse 1, now as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. Here's the verse. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. If any man love God, the same is known of him. That's a good verse right there. Amen. I mean, the Lord is letting us know of all the things that a man could know. To know God. To love God. And then to know that God knows you. Amen. That you are known of Him. The Bible says the Lord knoweth them that are His. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. The Lord knoweth them that are His. And this kind of knowing is not just in passing by. This is an intimate knowledge, amen. The Lord said, if a man loves me, I know him intimately. Amen? I mean, listen, you're not going to love God more than God loves you. I promise you that. Amen? You can't outgive God. You can't outlove God. Amen? And I looked at that, and just how assuring that I thought, right out of the... how assuring that is. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. He's talking about a man, you know, having knowledge. We all have knowledge, a certain amount of knowledge, and knowledge puffeth up, makes a man high-minded. But charity edifies. Love does something totally different. Amen?
Love doesn't puff us up. Love doesn't make us feel like that we're superior to our brother. Love causes edification between a brother. Amen. It edifies. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, I mean anything he's saying, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. I mean, he's deceived himself, in other words. He really don't know the half of what he thinks he knows. But this one thing that a man could know, I mean, and that to, I mean, to really know it in his heart. Let me ask you something. Do you really know that you love God? I'm not saying, do you say, I love God? A lot of people will say, I love this person. I love that person. But their actions speak a lot louder than their words. I mean, God said this, if you love me, keep my commandments. Amen. I mean, if we love him, like we say we do, we're not going to have any problem following him. Amen? Doing those things that the Lord has asked us to do. Amen. What a blessing. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. I mean, to love him, to really love him. What does it mean? You think about that. What does it mean to really love God? Amen? And to really love him, you've got to know what love really is. I mean, this kind of love. I'm not talking about loving God like you love your favorite bag of tater chips. Or like you love your ice cream. Amen? This is an altogether different kind of love. This love. We have to look to God's love to see if we really, really love him. I mean, the Lord has asked us to love him first. To put him first. To love the Lord thy God with all thy... That's the great commandment. To love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And the second is likened unto it, to love thy neighbor as thyself. Upon these two hang all the law and the prophets. If a man could do that, amen, are you listening to me? He could fulfill the law. But somewhere along the line, we're not loving God the way we should, or we're not loving our neighbor the way that we should. Amen? That's why Jesus, listen, we can't do it. That's why Jesus came and died, because we can't do it. Amen? His love has been demonstrated to God for us. Amen. And his love is demonstrated not only for us, but to us. Amen. For us and to us. Amen. Christ is God's love at its greatest. Amen. What he did on Calvary's cross, what he did when he rose again. Amen. That's God's love at its best, demonstrated to sinful man. Bless his name. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 13:13, and now abideth faith, hope, charity. In other words, three things that'll continue. Faith, hope, charity. And that charity, that's God's love. And he said, but the greatest of these is charity. You know, sometimes we think, if I just had more faith, I could believe God enough to get me through this trial. Really, Really, what we need is more love. Amen? Love is what you and I need. Now, by the faith, hope, charity. I mean, listen, what is it that starts to dwindle when we feel like we're drowning or starting to go under? Our hope. And we want more hope. If I could just have a little glimpse of hope. No, what you need is a glimpse of love. Love, listen, covereth a multitude of sin. Love, he went right through that chapter and told what love is. Amen. How it never faileth. Amen. Love never fails. The love of Christ, and listen, and the love that he has in our heart, if we have that love, if a man love God, the same is known of him. Think about John the Revelator, amen. Think about John the Beloved. John the Beloved was a man that loved Jesus. He was called the disciple whom Jesus loved. You know why he was the disciple whom Jesus loved? It was because he loved Jesus. Everywhere you saw Jesus, you saw John. There was never a time that he was without him. There in the garden alone praying, John wasn't very far, along with Peter and James. When they all scattered, listen, I know the Bible says they all scattered. But you know who you see at the cross? You see John at the cross. He was there. He was there with the Marys and Martha. Amen. He was there. Why? Because he loved his Lord. Amen. He loved his Jesus. I had a woman testify years ago, an old grandma, and she said, I love my Jesus. I like to see that kind, don't you? Somebody that's unashamed to stand up and say, I love my Jesus. And let the world know. Let the world know that you love him. I want my life to show that I love him. Amen. My life. To give our life for him. To give our life for him. He gave his life for us. Now how about us giving our life for him? Greater man hath greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. When we see that, we picture Christ on the cross and we picture those that would give their life for their family and loved ones and even strangers in their community and in the nation that we love and live in. Well, what about that one that would lay his life down for Jesus? Are we willing to lay our life down for him? Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. He said, I die daily. You know what he's saying? I lay my life down for Jesus every day. Amen. I'm willing to take up my cross and lay down my life every day because I love him. Our love, listen, it's the love of Christ that constrains us. Not only his love to us, but our love for him. It constrains us to go and to do. We do what we do because we love him. People will do what they do because they love it. And we'll serve Christ and lay our life down for him if we love him. Amen. He that loveth God is known of him. Amen. You and I need to look at his love again in Galatians 5:6. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. He was telling them it wasn't all of their, you know, Old Testament commands. That's where it was at. No. He said, but faith which worketh by love. Do you know that our faith is not even right if our love is not right?
Right.
Faith can only work if it's working by love.
Right.
Faith only works if it's working by love.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
I mean, think about that just for a second. Your weed eater ain't going to work unless you're the one working it. Amen? I mean, it's just there. It's a great tool. Great tool to be used. Get a lot done. But it has to work by love. Amen? There has to be a power behind it. Amen? Oh, yes. And it's the power of love. God's love. Amen? The power of God's love. We'll exercise our faith. Amen. But the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. In Ephesians 3, he said that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. That ye, being rooted and grounded in love. Got to be grounded in love. Grounded in love. Amen. He said in Ephesians 5:2, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. So, is that not the example you and I are supposed to take? That we walk in love as Christ also hath loved us. We love Him. Give ourselves an offering and a sacrifice to Him before God. Amen. Bible said, let us present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Let us offer up the sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of our lips. The more you love Him, the more you will adore Him. The more you will praise Him. First John chapter 4 said, and we've known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. If a man love God, the same is known of him. Amen. Oh, how our love needs to be extended greater to him that loved us. Love. Love. Listen, our love for him. To put our love for him first. Amen. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The love of the world is a combatant against our love for God. Amen. I'm trying to think of a scripture over in Matthew Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. There it is. All these things shall be added unto you. I mean to love God, to seek Him first. Amen. To put Him first. If you want to have, listen, if you really want to know peace that passes all understanding, know His love. Amen. Love Him. And you'll be known of Him. Think about that. To know, listen. Listen, go before your Heavenly Father and quit feeling like a stranger. Amen? Go before Him and say, it's me again, Lord. I love You today. I just wanted You to hear it again. God, I love You again. I love You again. And I'll love You tomorrow. I love You, Son. I love that You love me. Amen. Love Him. Direct your hearts into the love of God and the patient waiting for Christ. That's what He said, amen, over in Deuteronomy. Psalm 31, oh, love the Lord, all ye His saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. That's a different kind of you got to study that verse. But the part I'm trying to get at is the love that He's talking about. Us to love Him. The Lord preserveth the faithful. Amen. Them that's faithful in their love. Faithful in your love. Be faithful in your love. Israel was probably as unfaithful in their love for God as any group of people could be. You say, what do you mean, faithful in love? Well, they love Him one day, and the next day they didn't love Him. They loved someone else. God said they had went a-whoring. How many times did God say they had went a-whoring? Spiritual whoredom is what He was talking about. They had stepped out on God. And you know why a person does that? They don't love God the way they should. Amen. If you love Him, there is no other. Amen. There is no other. Amen. Your eye is single, set upon Him. Amen? He's the apple of your heart. His Word is the apple of your heart. Oh, yes, there's none like Him. None so beautiful. The rose of Sharon. The bride and the morning star. Amen. He is. There's none like Him. He is so beautiful. Amen. Bless the Lord. I want you to stand.